Because we're now entering the seventh day, we're going to learn a little bit some of these halachas which pertain to it. The Mechaber tells us, Esrog b'shvi asur, all those people that enjoy making some nice esrog pie or gel, jelly, whatever it may be, on the seventh day, you are not allowed to use it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, afil acher shenases bo mitzvase. It doesn't make a difference, even if you already perform the mitzvah, you really have no purpose for it other than eating it. But nonetheless, it's asur. Why? Says the Mechaber, shahare huksa l'chol shiva. I didn't pronounce the word wrong. It's not muksa, huksa. It's huksa for all 7 days. Huksa l'mitzvasa. Something which is designated specifically for a mitzvah. So since that esrog, that was its purpose, therefore for those 7 days you're not allowed to use it for anything other than the mitzvah. And even though the seventh day you already fulfilled the mitzvah of shaking the lulav and esrog, you have to wait until that day is complete. The afil nifsal acher she asa ba mitzvah asur kol shiva yomim. Even if you want to break off the pitum, which you've been tempted to do all along, and you just finished the seventh day, the mitzvah, so you would say, what's the difference? It's pasul. Doesn't make a difference. You're still not allowed to eat it, because it is huksa. V'shmini atzeres mutar. However, on the eighth day of Sukkot, on shmini atzeres, not a problem. Except for the fact that these halachas only pertain to Eretz Yisrael. However, v'chutzl aretz, she'osin shnei yomim tovim shel golios aser af b'shmini. When it comes to us, who live in Chutz Laaretz, in which we have 2 days of Yom Tov, which we've been experiencing, we'll be having our third 3-day Yom Tov in a very short period of time. Only for those who live in Chutz Laaretz have such an experience. So, since we have 2 days of Yom Tov, Shel Golios, Aser Af Mishmini. The Mechaber says that even the eighth day, one is not allowed to derive any benefit from their Esrog. Umutter, but Shi'i. However, on the ninth day, which for us we call Simchas Torah, that's permissible. You're allowed to, at that point, have your Esrog. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says on this, comments, and says that with regard to the eighth day, in Chutz La'aretz, we do not allow you to take. The question is, why not? After all, we don't even shake lulav and esrog on the eighth day. That's true. But the whole idea of living in Chutz La'aretz and having 2 days Yom Tov is because of the issue of Sveika Diyoma, that there is a doubt. And therefore, when we observe day number 8, Shmini Atzeres, it's possible that it's really day number 7. For who's Sufik Shvi'i? And because of the potential suffix on day number 8, of potentially being day number 7, you're not allowed to take the esrog and use it for anything until after that 8th day has been complete. The Taz continues and says a leniency. He says, the im nifsal, if on Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz La'aretz, that esrog came puzzle, Yeshul Hakel B'Shmini, then we go lenient. Abel Bekarm Nisanil Cholik Alav, there are those that disagree. The Chen Kos of Chedushi HaRitva Lahachmir, there are those that are strict, that even if it's puzzle, one should not use it. Mechaber then continues and discusses an interesting person. We know that Esrog is not inexpensive. Now listen to this person. Hifrish Shiva Esrogim L'Shiva Yomim. He decided for whatever reason, that one esrog just wasn't enough. Well, you can only take one esrog at a time, but if you really like the mitzvah, maybe you want to buy 7 esrogim and use one per day. The question is, after day number 1, and your intention was only to use this esrog on day number 1 because you have another one for day number 2, so is the same law of huksal mitzvasa, does it still apply? In other words, do we say that this first esrog which you use, which you're no longer going to use, are you still not allowed to derive any benefit from it all Sukkot? So the Mechaber says, Kol echad yotzei bo v'ochel l'machar. As soon as that first day passes, the next day you may partake of it. Avol b'yom ha'aser shehuksa kol osa yom. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from it on that day. You have to wait until tomorrow. Let's just see one more halacha. The Mechaber says, with regard to a sukkah, that sukkah v'noya asurin gam b'shmini. For the same reasons we mentioned in the previous simon with regard to dismantling your sukkah or removing any of the beauty, the things that you are hanging on your sukkah to as decorations, those are also considered to be huksel mitzvasa, and therefore for that reason you are not allowed to remove it gam b'shmini, even on shmini atzeres. Uvechutzlart, and for ourselves, she'osin shnei yomim tovim, as we mentioned, we have 2 days. Aser gam b'tshi, also in Simchas Torah, we're not allowed to remove any of these things. Shehu savik shmi, because the reason why we keep Simchas Torah, which is day number 9, is the possibility that it's really day number 8. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'noya, with regard to the beauty, hainu, k'she'itra b'yimei pero shetolabo l'noy, people hang up fruit, for decoration of the sukkah, be'im itra. However, if you decided instead of just using this inexpensive fruit, you decide to hang up besedinim hametziorin, beautiful tapestries in which are extremely expensive. These beautiful paintings, no hagin l'horidan l'bayis, we're going to allow you to certainly take them down. And nechshash ganavim o gishamim, because you're not even going to be in the sukkah during, let's say, day number 9. In Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, for no one to be there, it's the potential that it may get stolen, or maybe it may rain. And since you're not really watching it, we'll allow you to take it down. The Mechaber continues and says, No hagin shel istapek minoy sukkah ad motzi Shabbos v'yesh matirin. That when it comes to this particular year, we will not do anything to the sukkah or its beautiful decorations thereof until after Motzi Shabbos, even though there are those who are lenient. The Ramah concludes, there's a lot more to discuss, I'll just read the Ramah, there's a lot of Mishnah Berurah we'll discuss maybe next year. He says that some people, upon leaving the sukkah the last time, they said especially Hiratzon, the Asula Hachin B'Yom Tov U'Tzarech Leil Yom Tov, that when you leave, if you're Noheg, to be in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, and it's almost Thursday night, and it's almost Simchas Torah, so you're not allowed to remove anything from that sukkah, even though you're not going to be in it on Thursday night, because it'll be Simchas Torah. Nonetheless, you're not allowed to do that because you're preparing from one day of Yom Tov to the next. V'chein asu l'hamid ha-shulchanos ha-safsalim b'bayis l'tzarech ha-layla da-vi-achon. You're not allowed to move tables, benches, chairs into your house, and because it's considered to be hachana. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says that's only if you're just doing it just to clean up. But if their purpose is that you really need those tables or those chairs because you use them throughout the year, and now if you're going to be celebrating Simchas Torah in your house, which you will be, you're not going to have anywhere to sit, anywhere to eat, no tables, then that is mutter l'sadir osim, you'll be allowed to set them up and remove them from your sukkah for Simchas Torah.